Thank y'all for being here. We're going to look in Exodus chapter 33, and we're going to read one verse, which is verse 14. And I appreciate all those that are listening and watching online. And we do have a lot of folks to pray for. We have a lot of different needs that individuals have. And, you know, I think in reality, we all have unspoken prayer requests that God knows all about. And so we need to pray for each other. But I'm glad that we have the opportunity to pray. I'm glad we have the opportunity to lift our request. And I'm glad that we have the confidence to know that He's with us. And for that, we can be thankful. Exodus chapter 33, verse 14 says, "And He said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." Now, Moses had been given a job to do. He had been told that he needed to lead the people. In verse 1 of 33, of chapter 33, it says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I will swore unto Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, saying, Unto thy seed will I give it." So God had directed Moses to take this journey with God's people. But it's interesting to note that in verse 2, God says, "And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanites, Amorites, and all those that inhabited the land." And so I thought it was interesting to note that God said that He would send an angel. But in reality, if we took time to read this whole chapter, and we won't tonight, but in reality, with the people and with Moses, and with God, Moses talking to God, in reality, it was God that wound up leading them. And so we need God to lead in our own lives. And so that's our challenge tonight is, "My presence shall go with you." Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for each one that's here. We pray for those requests of prayer that were mentioned. We pray for those that are watching. We pray for our young people, just so many needs, so many situations, so many journeys that people are taking right now. Lord, I just pray that you'll help each one. Lord, I pray that we'll all look to you and that we'll all find peace with you and that we'll find rest with you and that we'll look to you and how important it is for you to lead us on our journey. So, Father, I pray that you'll help us tonight as we spend some time together. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All of us are in a journey which is called life. And the unique thing about this journey is that we're in all different phases of our life. You know, life changes as we age, as we get older, as circumstances happen, as situations come about, life changes. So therefore, journeys, it's the same journey, but things aren't always the same. But yet we still serve the same God. And He's still the one that looks after us. He's still the one that takes care of us. He's still the one that we look to. But none of us truly know how long our journey is going to last. For many, the journey is very long. For others, the journey is short. But God knows the importance of His presence. But the most important thing for us to know is that we aren't on this journey alone. No matter how long or how short, and we've all known people in our lives, as we get older, we've seen people in our lives, acquaintances and friends and so on, that their journey was shortened by tragedy, their journey was shortened by sicknesses. Their journey was shortened. And then we know folks that has had a pretty long journey. But when I think about that verse that says, my presence shall go with thee, it goes on to say, and I will give thee rest. You see, our young people are starting school this year and they're in different grades. They have a, they have different classes. They have different teachers. They have different agendas, different interests, different things that they'll have to do. Many will be up late doing their homework. Many will get their homework done early. Many will wait till the last minute to do it, like I did. But no matter what it is, as a church, I think it's important that we pray for them, because just as we think about our own journey and how we want people to pray for us on our journey, I think it's just as needful for us to pray for these young people as they're on their journey. Because they are faced with a lot of challenges. There are things that they're faced with today that I didn't face when I was their age. And there's things that I faced that you didn't face at that same age. And so life is changing rapidly. Challenges are changing rapidly. And so so as they begin school and as we continue through life, we can all take this same direction, is understanding that God's presence will go with us. We all have challenges. We all have obstacles. We all have things to achieve. We all have goals. We all go down a path in life. And so we need Him. And no different than Moses here in this passage of Scripture. You see, every day that we get up is going to be just a little different. You know, we get into a routine, or we get into, this thing that we get up at a certain time. We have our certain things that we try to get done through the day, and then we go to bed at a certain time, or at least try to go to bed at a certain time. But through that day, you never know what challenges that you're going to face. Through that day, you never know what's going to come. And I have learned this, that if you make plans for a certain day, those plans will probably at some point get changed. Right. It can be one of the things that, and I guess y'all still have them, but one of the things that I used to dislike in school was pop quizzes. Do y'all still have pop quizzes? Did the teacher ever tell you were going to have a pop quiz? I always wanted my teachers to tell me. But I guess it wouldn't be a pop quiz if they told. You know, I like the teachers that I had, and I had, believe it or not, I had some of these at Piedmont when I went to Piedmont. There were some teachers that said, you might want to write this down because you might see this later. And so I knew at that point you better write it down because it was probably going to be on a test. And so pop quizzes are quizzes that you take. And it really has to do with things that that maybe you've read, or things that that maybe you were supposed to do your homework, or maybe it was something that the teacher tried to explain or tried to show you. But they're pop quizzes, and pop quizzes are difficult, or at least they were to me. Well, in life, we have those same challenges. We have those pop quizzes that just all of a sudden appear, and then you start saying, oh no, how am I going to get through this? How am I going to do this? Well, tonight I would like us to look at this journey of Moses and just spend just a little while at this journey of Moses. And this journey was a time in his life, and he needed to focus on the promise of God. He needed to focus on the promise of God, and that promise is, and that's the same promise that we have today, no matter whether we have pop quizzes, no matter whether we have tests in life, no matter whether we start a journey, no matter how long our journey or how short our journey is, the most important thing is the fact that we are not alone. And there's going to be times that we think that we're alone. There's going to be times that we think that no one understands. There's going to be times that we say to ourselves, I can't make it anymore. I can't do this. And we will struggle with these pop quizzes. We'll struggle with this journey of life. And so why is a promise needed? Why is it important that we have a promise, and why is the promise needed? Why do we need to be promised something? When Marshall was growing up, I would promise him, you know, we'll go do this, or we'll plan to do this, and I would be tired, and you know, there's a lot of times I might not feel like it, or I had a bad day at work or something like this, and it would, that promise would come up, well, you said you would take me here, or you said you would do this, and he would look at me, and he would say, a promise is a promise. And then, I don't know of a time, maybe he could tell you, but I don't know of a time that when he said that, that I didn't do it. Because a promise is a promise. And that's what we need to look to, is understanding that when God says he's going to be with us, he's going to be with us. Amen. Because a promise is a promise. So we must, it begins with a relationship. It begins with a relationship that we have with the Lord. And to me, and I can say this now that I've gotten older, but to me, our relationship with the Lord is the most important thing. And it doesn't matter if you're young or you're getting older or you're, you know, it doesn't matter what phase in life that you're in. The most important thing before anything else is your relationship with God. That is the most important thing. So when we have that relationship, just like Moses had a relationship with God, when we have that relationship, then we can rest upon the promise. We can rest upon the promise that is given. You see, Moses had received orders from God. He was getting ready to lead a group of people that God had called stiff-necked. So he was getting ready to lead a group of people that God, that they had continually disobeyed God. And it says it in verse 3. It says, unto the land of flow with milk and honey, for I will not go up in the midst, as this is God saying this, of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people. You see, Moses was having to lead a group of people that was struggling with following God. They were struggling with following God. And Moses had that job to lead the people. What a job. What a job. And it would be real easy for us to lose our focus in our busy lives and with all the things that's going on. It would be very easy for us to set God aside. And there's a lot of things that can cause that. And we won't go into those things because the list would be enormous as to the things that could cause us to lose our focus on God. It could happen to any one of us. But in verse 14, there's a promise that's given that says, my presence shall go with thee and I will give thee rest. So the promise is needed because there's a purpose that was given. In other words, God had given Moses a purpose. God had given Moses a direction. God has given Moses a charge. And for you young people, as well as the older ones, don't ever let anyone tell you that you don't have a purpose. I have heard that from the young, and I have heard that from the old. It could happen to all of us. The young who's struggling with life, they'll say, I don't have a purpose. No one likes me. Life isn't good. My friends have turned on me and all these things. And they say, it's not even worth living anymore. But yet I've heard that same thought process, but just put a different way. As you go out and visit someone that's struggling with life and they can't, their mobility isn't no good, not as good as it used to be, and they say, well, I don't know why God's left me here. And that's ultimately saying the same thing. And I don't think anyone could ever say that we don't have a purpose. Every single person has a purpose. Every person has a purpose on this journey that we're on. It's just the fact that our journey has changed, our road has changed, and life has changed. So therefore, our purpose changes. There's things that you can do as you're younger that you can't do when you're older. And there's things that you can do older that you can't do when you're younger. So life's journey is constantly changing. But every person has a purpose. And if you think anything different, then we need to look into God's Word, because every person has a purpose. Moses was to lead God's people, and God had chose him for that purpose. God had chose him, just like God is choosing you to be where you're at right now. No matter whether you're a young person here or in school, or an older person, and you don't have as many things to do during the day. You may be right where God wants you to be in life. And this is what I mean by this. It might be to learn. God has put you where you need to be to learn. Now is a learning time. Learn everything that we can learn. When I was in school, and especially when I was in Bible college, it just seemed like I was constantly learning, taking tests and writing papers and doing all these things. And I was thinking, my goodness, what does this have to do with serving the Lord? What does this have to do? And I had a teacher tell me one time, or tell the class, not just me, I had a teacher tell us one time in class, that God has you right where He needs you, and that He will use you later. But take the journey in life. Take where you are right now and allow God to teach you. To teach you. You might be right where you're at to help someone. Someone else that is struggling. Someone else that is having a hard time in life. Maybe you've gone through that and you can say, hey, let me tell you how God helped me. You may be right where you are in life because you've got a job to do. You see, where we are in life is where God wants us, but the most important thing is to keep God first, and He will tell us what He wants. He'll give us that direction, just like He gave Moses. So we need to spend time with Him every single day. But there's something that Moses realized, and I hope that every one of us that is listening, whether it be online or whether it be here in the sanctuary, or even people that's going to listen in future, Moses realized that he could not do it alone, and neither can we. Verse 12 says, "And Moses said unto the Lord, See, thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight." In other words, Moses is saying, you've told me to do this, you've directed me to do this, but you haven't told me who's going to be with me. You see, sometimes on this journey, you might think, I can't do this. Sometimes on this journey, we might think it's too hard. Sometimes on this journey of life, we can't deal with it, and we say, I can't take anymore. And sometimes on this journey, we can be overwhelmed. And each one of those things, along with other things, can give you unwarranted stress. When we get overwhelmed, when we say we can't deal with this anymore, when we say it's too hard, or when we simply say, I can't do this. He had a desire for God to lead him. He had a desire for God to lead him, and that should be our desire in the journey of life. It should be our desire for Him to lead. And then in verse 13, there's a promise, or maybe I should say it this way. When will the promise be given? Verse 13 says, "Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now the way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people." When is the promise given? When Moses asked for guidance. There's absolutely nothing wrong with asking for guidance. When I was in school, I would just put it this way. When I was in school, I prayed before every test. I did. I prayed before every test. And I would say something like, "Lord, help me know these answers." And then I would say, "Lord," and I hope y'all know this term, "help the teacher grade on a curve." Y'all know what that is? And sometimes God would answer that prayer and the teacher would grade on a curve. And sometimes I would pray about a test saying, "Lord, help me, help me." But I was asking Him to help me when I wasn't prepared. It's no different than life. When we ask God to help us in life, we need to do the preparation work, just like you need to do taking the test. Building on our relationship with God. Building on our relationship. You know, prayer is more than just an escape from whatever it is we're going through. But prayer is a communication line that we can restore our fellowship with the Lord if we're not where God wants us to be, or maybe it's a time that we restore our fellowship. It's also a time that we can communicate. We can speak to Him openly because He already knows our heart. So we can speak to Him openly. And then yes, we can give our petitions. We can give our requests to Him. But you know, it's just like the preparation. We need to do the preparation and sustain that relationship with Him. You see, He says He'll never leave us. He says His promise, His presence would be with us. But the question is, where are we in our relationship with Him? You know, I can tell you firsthand that never once did God leave me. But I can tell you also firsthand that there's been several times that I've walked away from Him, or maybe I've distanced myself from Him because of things in my life, because I thought things were more important, and the list could go on and on and on. But you see, for us to understand that His presence shall go with us, you know, Moses, you know, for God to lead, Moses had to plead. Moses was pleading here in verse 13. "I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way." In other words, if I found grace, show me. Show me how to do this. Show me what journey to go on. Show me how to lead the people, that I may know thee in that relationship. You see, when Moses was asking for sufficient grace, he was asking for that sufficient grace for the job that God had for him. And therefore, we need that sufficient grace for us to live life's journey. He says that I may find grace. So it's all a part of the process. It's all a part of learning. When Moses realized this commission or this plan, he makes mention about the nation. You say he was to lead the nation. He says, "Consider that this nation is thy people." So how is the promise given? How is this promise given? When he says, "My presence shall go with thee," it was given personally. You know, it's wonderful that we can join together and that we can pray as a group, that we can pray each other. But I tell you something else that's wonderful is when we can pray alone with God. When it's just you and Him and the Holy Spirit. When it's just you meeting with God, spending time with Him, fellowship with Him, reading your Bible. And there's a lot of things in the Bible that's harder to understand. But the important thing is that you're just spending time with Him. Spending time in His Word. God knew him. And God knew his abilities. And God knows every person's ability, whether you're young or old. God knows every person's abilities. And I don't believe He's going to ask you to do something that you can't do. Because first of all, He knows your abilities. And second, He's God. And so He knows our abilities, and everybody's going to be on a different path, and everybody's not going to be just like you, just like us as adults. Everybody's not going to be the same. Everybody's not going to always look at things the right way. But the most important thing is that we have that relationship with God, and that He is leading us like He was leading Moses, that He's leading us and us understanding that His presence shall go with us. You see, if everybody was the same, we'd be pretty dull, wouldn't we? If everybody was the same, and if everybody had the same abilities, and everybody had the same way of doing things, then it would be pretty dull. Even in God's people, throughout the Bible, God chose different people to do different things for a different task. And it's the same way with people today. God knows each one of us. And God knows our thoughts. God knows our concerns. And God knows our abilities. And God can give you strength in those abilities to do a mighty work for Him if we allow Him to do that. And then another thought tonight. What did the promise do to Moses? What did this promise do to Moses? It gave him rest. It gave him rest. The Bible says, I will give thee rest. We are faced with so many things every day, every week, every month, every year, in every life. We are faced with so many things. Why wouldn't we want His presence? And why wouldn't we want Him to give us rest in that presence? Because we can't do this alone. We can't do this thing called life alone. We need His presence. We can't do these struggles alone. So our challenge tonight is having that desire to know Him, having that desire to have that fellowship with Him, and having that desire, no matter where you are in your life, no matter what's in your future, no matter what grade you're in, no matter what phase you're in as an adult, we need His presence in our life. And we have that promise. The Bible says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But where are we in our relationship with Him? We talk about the promise with Him and the fact that He'll never leave us nor forsake us, but where are we in our relationship with Him? I have seen it more times than I can count that when people are struggling with life, when people are struggling with difficulties, when people are struggling with challenges, one of the first directions that they take is they blame God for the situation they're in, and they turn on Him. It happens. It happens. But when He says He'll never leave us nor forsake us, we can rest on that promise. When the Bible says, my presence shall go with thee, as He was telling Moses here, Moses could rest upon that promise. And that's actually what it says. I will give thee rest. But the most important thing is, no matter what we're facing, no matter what challenges we have through the day, is maintaining that relationship, that fellowship with Him. You see, our relationship begins when we ask Christ as our personal Savior. But our fellowship continues in our relationship with Him, our fellowship, our spending time with Him. And there is nothing no more important than having that fellowship with Him. There's nothing any more important in life than having that fellowship with Him. And I can tell you, based on the many years that Darla and I have worked with young people, there has been so many, as they get older, there has been so many that aren't serving Him today. They've chose to go a different route. They've chose to allow things to get in the way. And our prayer as a church is that you serve Him no matter what you do in life, that you serve Him. And so we're going to, I'm going to close the message out in prayer, and we're going to pray for you tonight. And we're going to pray for you young people. There's challenges, there's difficulties, and there are certain grades that I struggled with, and there are other grades that, you know, I'll just put it this way. God put people in my path that helped me along the way. And I may not ever see them this side of eternity, but I'm grateful for God, for the people that God put in my life to help me. And so He can do the same for you. Father, thank You for our time together, and we thank You for each one that's here. We thank You for those that have been watching. We thank You for those that have come out tonight. Help us, Lord, to focus on Your presence. Help us to make our relationship with You more important than anything else. Lord, I pray for these young people. I pray for these that are in our sanctuary. I pray for those that are struggling. And Lord, I pray that You'll help us fill Your presence. And Lord, we thank You for the promises that we have and that we can rest upon. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.